If you could design a machine, one machine, that would serve an entire community, what would it be? How about a machine that could hold back the sea? A machine that could irrigate fields for growing and grind the raw materials to make paper? A machine that cuts lumber for homes and ships and mills grain into flour for baking? A machine that communicates news to people for miles around, knitting a community together? And what if this marvelous machine could be made with local expertise, a minimum of imported materials, and keep working for hundreds of years? What if this machine burned no fossil fuels, created zero pollution, and took up no more land than a modest house? If you designed a machine like that today, you'd be almost 1,000 years late. Welcome to Windmill Island Gardens, home of the De Zwaan windmill, the only authentic working Dutch windmill in the United States. The city of Holland is proud to bring you a glimpse into the history of Dutch culture and a reminder that what's old can be new again. Conservation of natural resources, sustainable living, and communities centered around local growers, artisans, craftsmen, and merchants. There's a lot to see and do here at Windmill Island Gardens. But before you go exploring, you might be wondering, just how did a centuries-old Dutch windmill make its way here all the way from the Netherlands? Although the windmill is a centuries-old idea, the Dutch, able craftsmen and masters of practical technology, refined it into an incredibly efficient, adaptable machine. Much of the Netherlands is below sea level, so the Dutch became masters of hydroengineering. In a swampy land that nobody else would touch, they put their marvel of modern engineering, the windmill, to work, draining the water and creating usable farmland. They diverted water into a vast network of canals that allowed boats and barges to move products to market. The windmills became hard-working centers of hard-working communities, cutting wood, moving water, and milling grain. This ingenuity and industry built a small nation into one of the world's most powerful economies during the 17th and 18th centuries. By the end of the 19th century, there were over 9,000 fully operating windmills in the Netherlands. The sheer efficiency of this system freed up more than half of the workforce to develop craft industries, such as brewing, textiles, and shipbuilding. In the 18th century, De Zwaan was constructed and put to work milling grain. Its blades were decorated for special occasions and positioned so the miller could communicate with the surrounding community. For five generations, it was the center of commerce in its village. Then it was dismantled and moved to Winkel, a town in the province of North Brabant, and began its work again. Used during World War II by the Dutch resistance as a lookout post, De Zwaan survived attacks by enemy aircraft. But by the early 1960s, it had fallen into disrepair, left behind by the modern world. Yet De Zwaan had another role to play. Descendants of the Dutch had built the thriving community of Holland on the shores of Lake Makatawa in Michigan. In a swampy area that reminded them of their homeland, immigrants from the Netherlands created a sustainable community like the ones they'd left behind. Always enterprising, they had dug, by hand, a channel to Lake Michigan, creating a harbor for Great Lakes shipping. Holland's ties to the old country remained strong, and in 1964, a delegation traveled to the Netherlands to see if they could bring back an original historic Dutch windmill. A deal was struck. And again, De Zwaan was dismantled and moved, this time by ship, to Muskegon, Michigan. From there, it traveled by truck to Holland, where it was reassembled to exacting historical standards. Windmill Island was created for De Zwaan by doing what the Dutch had always done, digging a canal and draining the land. On April 10, 1965, as a token of goodwill and a testament to the shared history of the colony and the motherland, Prince Bernard of the Netherlands presided over the grand opening and became the park's first guest. Windmill Island Gardens has served its visitors and the surrounding community ever since. When we listen to the history of Diswan, we can see that many of our culture's new ideas aren't really new at all. We are rediscovering principles that have been around for centuries. The last 100 years brought us an industrial economy and global markets. The energy we use, the products we buy, the food we eat, all come from other places. We work and shop far from home, consumers disconnected from our communities. In many ways, industrialization gives us a higher standard of living, but a lower quality of life. As we seek to build a more satisfying economy and lifestyle, there's much to be learned from old ideas. Windmill Island Gardens can be a living laboratory for these time-tested themes, helping us rediscover how to live and work together in more practical, sustainable communities. Industry can operate at a human scale, knitting a town together. We can eat locally grown foods and purchase products made by local artisans and craftsmen. Sometimes low-tech solutions are the most reliable. The Diswan windmill and the island built around it remind us that as citizens and consumers, we have choices. The way things are now is not the way they have always been, nor how they must remain. There are other, older models for how to work and live, farm and manufacture, build and grow. An economy is never separate from the community that gives it life. And if we look closely, Diswan can show us ways for the two to work in harmony. With over 36 acres, there's plenty to see and do today at Windmill Island Gardens. The windmill itself is open for tours 7 days a week, spring through fall. A costumed guide will show you the machinery that allows Diswan to process over 250 pounds of raw grain in an hour. Look for the facing double doors that allowed farmers to drive their wagons in with loads of grain and out the other side with sacks of flour. You'll also see a large rope elevator that was used for sending grain from the ground floor to the fifth. There's even a wooden shoe for sending up payments and messages to the miller. On the fifth floor, you'll get a glimpse of the gears that turn when the 80-foot blades are in motion. They're coated with beeswax, an all-natural and traditional lubricant. Outside, you'll see a piece of the old blades, which served the windmill for almost 100 years. Be sure to look for the holes made by bullets during World War II. Nearby is a polder, a low plain surrounded by embankments. The Dutch drained and raised land to produce polders for farming and grazing cattle. In the spring, the polder is blanketed with over 115,000 tulips of all shapes and colors. The channel near the polder features an opaalbrug that is reminiscent of a traditional Dutch drawbridge, which would have been raised and lowered to provide convenient transportation by land or water. The park also includes replicas of historic Dutch buildings. Be sure to check out the mini Dutch village just around the corner from the post house. If your kids are looking for something to do, check out the hand-painted Dutch carousel, the playground, and the children's garden. Walk through our greenhouses, featuring an assortment of gorgeous flowers and plants that showcase the long Dutch tradition of horticulture and floriculture. The big white building you see is our pavilion, a popular spot for weddings and local gatherings. And notice the flags from all the provinces of the Netherlands, several of which are reflected in the names of the towns around Windmill Island Gardens. Visitors love the wide selections of our souvenir shop. Don't forget to pick up some stone-ground whole wheat flour. It's preservative-free, and the grain is grown by West Michigan farmers. Both the flour and the bran are used by local restaurants and bakeries, so there's no waste. On your way out, stop by the antique street organ to listen to some authentic music from the streets of Amsterdam. We hope you'll enjoy the time you spend immersed in the sights and sounds here at Windmill Island Gardens.